Ah, now, Kirsty Blake Knox is in studio. How are you?
I'm great, I'm great.
It's a busy all day, isn't it?
It's very busy, it's very busy. Not every day you see someone getting their thigh tattooed.
No, not really, no. By the leading tattoo artist in the entire world.
I know, it's incredible, it's a real coup, and it looks great.
Do you ever, watch Miami Ink?
I do. I'm kind of fascinated by the whole thing. I don't have... I'm too indecisive to get a tattoo myself.
I don't have one either.
Yeah, I get one and then the next morning I'd wake up and hate it. Mm. But I was just saying, if I was getting one, it would be a full sleeve. I'd either go big or go home.
Okay. Yeah. Because you see some amazing tattoos. I mean, the guys here, because we have Ross and we have Amy and we have Guy Sahar as well, who tattooed Justin Bieber.
Oh!
Yeah, and called Justin Bieber a spoiled brat.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because Justin Bieber wouldn't pay him.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
That is ridiculous. He is a spoiled brat.
But all these guys have amazing tattoos. Anyway, you were in last week. We thought we'd talk about some more Irish celebrities and what's going on. Celebrity showbiz news. I'll just move the mic a little bit into you.
Yes, absolutely.
Mics have been moved all over the place today. What's going on?
There's been no, well, obviously the big showbiz story is Star Wars down in Skellig. Like, that's just absolutely huge and kind of has like just an endless source of kind of conversation.
The Irish Navy are involved, aren't they?
They've got a 2 mile radius around Skellig where people aren't allowed to go. So they've got this this naval ship kind of patrolling the waters.
Right,
and it's kind of, I mean, it's great because it's bringing so much attention to the area, but a couple of people are getting nervous about the puffins and...
You've got to think of those puffins.
The
puffins are probably going, stop it, this is the best crack we've ever had.
I know, exactly. But I think what's doubly sticking is that all the locals thought that it was when they saw kind of people scouting locations, they thought that they were making a documentary about puffins. And
right,
now,
it's a little bit different.
It's a little bit different.
How long is this going to go on?
Oh, it's wrapping apparently this Friday. So it's like very contained shoot.
Right.
And Luke Skywalker's been wandering around the fishing village and going out to Skellig and everything like that. So there's huge excitement. It is great that it's there. I mean, regardless of whether you like Star Wars or not.
Well, I mean, one of the biggest attractions in Tunisia when you go on holidays there is the Star Wars tour.
Yeah.
Because it was filmed out in the desert.
Yeah.
And with the release of this movie, we now have a little bit of Star Wars, you know, we could have a Star Wars tour out to Skellig.
Absolutely. Like, we definitely will. I was actually in Tunisia this year and they kept harping on about that.
Yeah,
so, and I mean, I think Skellig's also just beautiful in itself. So the stuff, when I was in Tunisia and they showed us where it was filmed, there wasn't that much visuals going on. Like, it was quite barren. But,
that's true,
you know, like, it'll definitely bring tourism in and it's great. It's fantastic, even though I don't like Star Wars myself.
The puffins will be fine. Star Wars is brilliant, but the puffins will be fine.
Yeah.
Niall Horan, what's the story?
Well, it's mainly about his little nephew Theo, who has over 307,000 followers on Twitter, and he's now just launched his website.
What age is he?
He's just one.
Brilliant. I love it.
Yeah. My birthday is actually on the same day as Theo, so I feel we have a real connection. But no, it's just that. But it's incredible that just at one he's managed to get that many Twitter followers and is gaining so much attention. And it kind of comes off the back of, you know, Greg Horan, his dad, is doing this whole, you get a gold coin for €22 to kind of commemorate his birthday. And a member of the Horan family will deliver it. I'm not saying it's definitely going to be Greg, but I'd say Niall might have other things to do.
Yeah, because there could be a lot of deliveries. Like, you can't see Niall going around a motorbike going, here's your coin!
No, but it's just
they're sort of cashing in on Niall's fame.
Is it good?
It makes me feel a bit awkward.
It does make me feel a little awkward. At one level, I kind of think, you know, in fairness, if he's okay with it, if Niall's okay with it, then that's fine.
Yeah.
But it does feel a bit kind of bizarre that this baby has a Twitter account and has his own fanzine and is now selling coins. Like, it does literally feel like they're kind of cashing in on the
phone. Is this the youngest? Is he the youngest on Twitter?
I think he's probably the youngest to have that many followers.
Of course he is,
But I don't know if he's the youngest ever a person to be on Twitter.
Angela Lansbury, I like this. What's she up to?
Well, she's coming down. She's going to be in Ballymallow this Sunday. They're showing a screening of her stage play that she was in a couple of years ago with James Earl Jones, who is Darth Vader.
Yeah, yeah.
Mufasa in The Lion King. So she's doing, she's just coming down chatting about her film career, but she's got a real tie. Like, she's an Irish citizen.
Yeah.
She's got a real tie. She has a house in Ballycotton. She's been there since the 1970s. She loves Barry's Tea. She always talks about...
<That's good>. She loves Barry's Tea.
She does. She says it gets her up and running in the morning.
Right.
And she's just finished doing Blythe Spirit over on the West End in London. So she was in LA at the moment. She gets in on Friday and then she's going down to kind of show a screening of Driving Miss Daisy and then talk about the film, have That's some good. Barry's.
Yeah, have a little bit of Barry's.
You know, and mingle with the crowd.
And finally, tell me about Amanda Byron, because I've met Amanda a few times and she's been in the studio, but she was always fully clothed.
Yes, okay. So she was in the papers today because she posed naked for Women's Health magazine. She's massively into fitness and staying in shape, and she was kind of showing off that, like, you know, she is the type of body a 21-year-old would kill for, and she's in her 40s.
Yeah,
so it's kind of emphasizing this strong is better than skinny campaign that a lot of kind of women are going on with the paleo diets and everything like that. But it's I find it interesting because women's physiques change each decade, you know.
Yeah,
like,
don't they just?
In the 50s, it was all about curves. Then in the 60s, it was the twiggy thing. In the 80s, it was the power kind of Amazon. Then in the 90s, it was kind of heroin chic and Kate Moss. And now we're going back to that kind of super, super athletic.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just very empowering. And she said she trained hard beforehand, and but it certainly paid off because she looks fantastic.
There's also a thing, I don't know if it's just me or I'm noticing it, but there's more, and there's nothing wrong with it, but there's more women feeling empowered by their own body, that they're quite comfortable stripping off. Even this week, there's, and it's not just for the, you know, the glamour magazines, it's for a purpose, for, you know, empowerment of their own body or for making a statement.
Yeah.
I mean, Amanda, there was somebody else during the week as well was doing, so, you know, it's...
Yeah, I guess, like, you know, if they are putting that much work into it and they feel proud and confident in their skin, why shouldn't they kind of flaunt it?
Yeah, you know? Like, it's not silly glamour shots or whatever, it's like this, this is me saying it to the world.
Yeah, it's definitely a different thing to kind of like a gratuitous glamour shot. This is kind of like a woman kind of owning, you know, her body and kind of promoting it and being confident in her skin. So I thought she looked great. And
She does look great, yeah. I can say she's for 41, she looks, for any age, she looks great.
Right, absolutely. So
Amanda Byron.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the Irish celebrities were up to. Thanks for coming in, Kirsty. And
thanks very much.
You can queue up now for
I might get a tattoo before I leave.
All right, we'll talk to you again.